right. It's where we're streaming to all the time. Streaming services provided by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. Hey, have you seen, I'm sure you have, all these pictures and even the videos of this lava from the volcano in Hawaii, the Kilauea volcano?
Yes.
The liquid hot magma, if you will.
That's so scary.
It's my Austin Powers Dr. Evil line right there. $1 million. Anyway, I saw one video of this lava approaching a nice Ford Mustang.
Oh.
Okay. And as it got closer and closer, what it does to the Mustang, it's like something, I don't even know how to describe this lava sort of overtaking this car and just basically burning it. Reducing it to ashes, Michelle.
In moments? Like, does it happen, like, fast?
I mean, fast enough. I mean, it's liquid hot magma, if
right.
I haven't mentioned that before.
Google that.
I mean, it touches you once, there you go, you're done.
Dunzo.
But then you see folks from, like, the USGA. Not the USGA, the geological folks, all right? I know exactly what I'm talking about. But you see them up close taking, like, samples of this lava as it's, like, rushing towards them. And it's, I don't know.
Crazy.
It's crazy. But good thing about it, though, nobody's really been harmed.
Right.
They got everybody out of there before that thing burst, of course. But I just think it's interesting to just the whole, I'm a nerd like that. Just the lava, right? I don't know.
It's interesting. It's scary if
it's
you're
kind of how Hawaii was made, right?
Right. If you live there, I think I'd be terrified.
Hey, on Friday, it was May the 4th, right? We all know May the 4th be with you. Star Wars Day. It was Space Day, too, and then everything else. But get this weird story. This couple in Utah, such big Star Wars fans that dude's wife was pregnant, and they decided to induce labor on May the 4th.
Why?
Okay, May the 4th be with you.
Okay.
Well, they wanted to have their kids born on Star Wars Day.
Okay.
And they had names picked out. They had Luke and Leia, of course, for the main characters there in the Star Wars films.
Okay.
Now, do they want their children to be beat up in school throughout? They even have a Star Wars nursery for the twin boy and girl who were just born on Friday, May the 4th. The mother says the Force is strong with them. And hopefully it will be throughout their life. Good old Star Wars themed nursery. Listen, I'm a space nerd and all, but I don't know about going all Star Wars in my boys' nursery. Darth Vader, they'll have nightmares of Darth Vader.
I've never seen any Star Wars movie.
They'll want to creep into bed with mom and dad at night. I saw Darth Vader in my bedroom. I said, sorry. Go back to bed. Rub some dirt on it. Be a man.
Oh my goodness.
Just joking. Hey, you heard of the McDonald's Big Mac champion, the record holder?
Meaning it was a contest? You eat a lot?
This dude throughout his life, since 1970-something, I think 72, he's a retired guy, Don Gorski from some place in Wisconsin, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. It's spelled F-O-N-D-D-U-L-A-C. Spaces in there. Three different words. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Dude throughout his life just had a big accomplishment. Ate his 30,000th Big Mac.
What?
There at McDonald's.
Yeah. How much does this guy weigh?
He told a local newspaper that he's been looking forward to this milestone for quite some time. You look at him, He has his own Wikipedia page and everything. This dude is...
No.
I mean, he's I don't want to say he's a normal person, but... Because you look at him.
What was his name again?
His name is Don Gorski.
Don.
He has a haircut still from the
70s. Oh my gosh, he's right here.
I know. Look at the guy. Still has a haircut from the 70s.
He kind of looks like John Lennon with that haircut.
You know what? I see a slight resemblance between the Big Mac eating champion and
he's fairly slim.
And one of the most famous musicians of all time. Yeah, there's... There is a resemblance there. This Wisconsin retiree ate his 30,000th Big Mac. This was on Friday. Also May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. He told a local newspaper that he's been looking forward to this milestone for quite some time. He's been eating Big Macs every day since 1972.
Jeez.
Quote, I love the patties. I love the special sauce. I can't get enough of it. Told that to the New York Post. Wow, Somebody from the New York Post went all the way to Fond du Lac, Wisconsin to cover this story. Hey, where are you going this week, Jeff? Where are you going? Got big plans? Oh, I'm going to Wisconsin. Cover the record-eating Big Mac eater. He's on his 30,000th. This guy said, Don Grosky, or Gorski, excuse me. He said, despite eating Big Macs each and every single day, his doctor says that he's as healthy as a horse.
He is.
So take that with you, whatever. He's written a book, too, back in the day. The author of the book, 22,477 Big Macs. He released that book back in 2008. Jeez. Don't know if it was a New York Times bestseller or not.
Could you eat something, if you had to pick one thing, and you could eat for 30,000 times?
30,000 times. And if I had to eat it once a day?
Right. What would you choose?
Oof. That's tough.
I can't even think.
The only thing I can think of is maybe pizza, because...
Yeah, that's probably a good choice.
But...
I couldn't think of, like, a fast food restaurant where I would want it every single day.
I couldn't do a burger each and every single day like that. I couldn't.
Ugh. Wow. That's a lot.
I love cereal, but then you get into all that milk all the time.
What's wrong with that?
Then things can... Listen, too much dairy, and some people, Michelle, have a more sensitive... More sensitive
tummy.
Stomach and intestines than others. And if somebody drinks too much dairy or milk or
oh
any of
gosh.
That throughout the morning.
You know what I just remembered what happened yesterday? Speaking of us upset tummies.
Okay.
So I have a...
Do we want to go here right now?
Sure.
Okay.
So I have a 8-month-old baby girl. And she is... I don't know what the word, how to say it. Anyways, she likes to go to the bathroom in the bathtub.
Nice.
And only in the bathtub, I swear.
Hold on, wait. Now, she goes in the bathroom, number one or number two?
So, let me...
Tell me.
Number two.
That's what I'm talking about. Best time to go.
I mean, granted, she's only 8 months old, so she doesn't know. And she's so cute. I don't get upset. But yesterday, I had changed her diaper, and we were going into the bathroom. And she peed all down my leg. And then I was like, okay, that's fine. I can deal with it. And then I set her in the bathtub. We're playing with her bath toys. And then I see this face. And I was like... Oh, no.
Oh, that poop face.
Oh, no.
You know that poop face when you see it.
It's like, this is not happening right now. But then I didn't see anything, like, float. So I was like, I think we're good.
Mm.
And then I picked her up and I was like, not good.
Yeah, it wasn't a floater. It was a patty melt instead,
yeah,
right?
She has what you call an upset tummy like you do.
Love that.
Just thought I would share that with everybody this morning.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Could have went my whole day. That. And I'll tell you what. Those 2 minutes will never get back.
She's just a baby.
You know what? I've never had... The boys, they pee in the tub all the time.
I mean, I think that's expected.
They learn from daddy, because daddy does it. You know what I mean? Oh, wait, are you not supposed to... You're not supposed to do that. But anyway, I've only had one poop in the tub, and that's been James. And it was a funny story, because... I mean, it was months ago. But I was bathing him, got him all bathed up, and then picked him up, and I saw turds. And then I go, dang it. Gotta wipe your butt and
bathe. Isn't that so, like, defeating?
I know. I gotta wipe your butt and then kind of bathe your butt again, right? Wash it down.
Right.
So I did that, laid him back down in the tub. And then apparently he wasn't done, then pooped again.
Oh, no.
So then I took him out and, you know, cleaned up the poop and all that. Laid him back in. I said, all right, this is the last time I'm scrubbing your butt here. And then, of course, you know, he pooped again, obviously.
Oh,
so, it was a threefer. The trifecta.
The trifecta.
The hat trick. If you will.
But they look at you and they smile with those big cheeks and they're just so proud and they feel so good.
We're talking about pooping. What cheeks are you talking about?
No, they're chubby
exactly.
little facial cheeks.
Oh, they're
just so cute and I couldn't help but laugh. But internally, I'm like, good Lord, help me.
Well.
I hope no one was eating breakfast.
Nobody's even listening right now, Michelle.